Hello, everyone. Good evening and welcome to another rendition of Music and Conversations. I'm sitting here with the world famous Pammy Whammy, Pam Wells. I want to do our disclaimer that anything that I say, because I don't have any guests today, okay, anything that I say is my opinion and not that of the station or the owners of the station. Hope everyone is having a lovely Sunday. We were partially dedicating this show to Rod Templeton, which was a friend of mine and I worked with when I was at Epic Records, and a monster songwriter. You can bring the track down, Claire. Okay. A monster songwriter. Okay. Rod died, I guess, not unexpectedly. He had cancer at an early age of 66, and we will be featuring his music throughout the show today. And I wanted to do our first little information. Matter of fact, our media information today, which really surprised me, is that the NFL viewership is down for the first time in, I don't forget, probably about 20 years. And I was just wondering, I was asking Pam about what she felt like was the reason for that. You have any idea, Emiliano?
Probably because everybody was listening to the lovely, talented, and vivacious Pam Wells on the radio.
You think that's why
they, that had a lot to do with it? No, the raising it down because of Pammy Whammy.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Right, I've been getting phone calls, people saying, oh my God, is that Pam?
Pam is back.
Pam is back doing her thing. Yeah. And, you know, I like to also take the time to welcome my sister in Christ. You know, we've been knowing one another forever and a day, ever since back in the day when the Powerhouse radio station came on in 1977. And she programmed and was the musical director for that. And you know, she has a huge wealth of
history
and musical knowledge. She's like a walking librarian.
That's my baby. You know I love
me. I can't stop singing her praises because she knows the music industry inside and out.
Absolutely. I've worked with Pam throughout my career, and matter of fact was with her a ton of times when she was program directors all over the country. I remember a lot of birthday parties that we celebrated together.
Oh, Lord.
Pam said, let's only. She said, that's not flashback. Let's not flashback. But I am. I know, matter of fact, I told her when I first came in here, I know that she's coming on before my show is going to improve my numbers. Okay. So I really appreciate that. Oh, absolutely. But I also wanted to mention, matter of fact, I have to say this in my political moment here, is I had to make a comment on our presidential candidate, that's grabbing female anatomies and doing everything that he's doing. I mean, man, I guess I would have to be the age that I am to say that I've probably about seen everything. As far as American political process, it has just fallen off the rails. You know, we are in uncharted territory. Matter of fact, and I also wanted to recommend to our listeners a documentary that I just saw this evening called 13.
Okay.
Yeah, it airs on Netflix, and it's about the incarceration rate, the 13th Amendment, and how we went from one form of slavery to another, where these laws were invented to put our black men in prison and also use that free labor. Matter of fact, I mean, I was just astonished that is basically slavery is still in existence in this
modern country. Day slavery.
Yeah, modern day slavery is still in existence in this country. And in the 13th Amendment, you know, there's a provision for that, which they say whenever you commit a crime, you're really not a citizen anymore. So you basically can be a slave.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, look, man, go ahead.
Back to that. But Rod Templeton.
Yes. Back to Rod Templeton. You got some of Rod's music?
Absolutely. Positively.
Okay.
Here we go. One, the biggest.
The biggest? Oh, yeah. I can't believe what this is. Hit it.
If I can find my little mouth. Okay. Bam.
Midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
Oh.
Hey, this is T.C. Tompkins with Music and Conversations again, coming back at you. We were featuring a couple of tracks by Rod Temple-ton. I think we would need a whole week.
Absolutely.
Yeah, to play his whole catalog. I mean, I knew the man and had no idea that he was involved in as many songs that he as he was. I mean, I can't imagine what his royalty checks must have looked like. My God.
Brinks truck coming
yeah.
up.
Yeah. He wrote almost everything with Quincy. And matter of fact, a lot of these tracks that were became huge hits for Michael Jackson was written for Heat Wave.
Right.
And Johnny Wilder and them turned them down.
Was a large part of that because of the accident that took place?
No, I think it was before the accident
okay.
that, you know, he would send them material all the time because he stayed with them throughout their whole first tour over here. And it got so after a while, though, after he had met Quincy, that he just wanted to spend more time just writing and less performing and touring. But he would always send them, you know, Rock With Me, sent to them, Off the Wall. All of that stuff was
was
sent to Heat Wave.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And
that's a backstory that a lot of people don't understand.
Yeah. And Michael accepted it, and Quincy heard it, and you know, and the rest is history.
No question. That catapulted Michael off the ground.
Absolutely. I mean, all the James Ingrams, Patty Austin,
Brothers
Johnson. Yeah, and the dude,
yeah.
That project, Body Heat from Quincy. I mean, my God, this kid.
And he was quiet. You never heard anything about Rod.
Never heard anything about it. Yeah. He was just involved in the music. He was, you know, he just loved the music, loved it, being involved with the music.
Right.
Great writer.
As a matter of fact, I was talking to Yolanda Adams about Rod Temple-ton, and she said she went to his house and it's like a museum.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, all the awards. That's absolutely.
Right. It's like a.
Yeah. I mean, can you be the person who wrote Thriller? Come on.
Ouch. over 100 million copies. That is just. That's just.
It's insane.
That's just mind blocking.
It's insane, man. But like I said, throughout the show, we'll be featuring tracks by Rod Temple-ton, and we could be playing music forever, man, and never play all the stuff that he's written and involved with. But I did mention on the media side that there are a couple of black things out this week, and I think you know we should go see. One of them is The Birth of a Nation.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You've seen it, haven't
you? I've seen it a couple of weeks ago before it came out.
Uh-huh. What's your rating? What you think?
Well, I think it's a tremendous movie for black people to see. Although a lot of blacks have said, oh, I can't stand another slave movie.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? You know, we do have a story to be told.
That's our history.
Right. It's our history. Yeah. And, you know, don't shy away from our history. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, they tell story after story after story about the Holocaust.
Never heard Jewish person say they're tired of that.
Yeah, but you know, although they try to suppress our story,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it's incredible. You know, you learn in school about 1492 how Columbus sailed the ocean blue and discovered America, but they don't tell how you know we were captured as slaves,
yeah,
and brought up to the United States and the atrocities that took place.
Slanted view
right.
of history.
A very slanted view of history,
uh-huh.
and I think that's something that is information that we need to know as a race.
Absolutely.
Right, you know, why not know our history? Why not, you know, why be in denial? And, you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, we have been, as a race, they had lynchings up until the 70s.
Absolutely.
And everybody is, people are just sweeping that topic up under the rug, which is, come on, man.
Yeah. Well, now they got the.
We asked for reparation.
The police. Yeah. Everybody. You know what? Someone was talking about that. Everybody has received reparation except the blacks,
and
the
right.
Indians, the Jews. I mean, everybody has received reparation.
Right. And they don't want to be denied. They don't want to give us a just due.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah. But it's two great movies. I haven't had a chance to see Birth of a Nation, but I would be one of our black heroes. It wouldn't be just a slave movie. As far as I was seeing. And I recommend everyone to see this documentary on Netflix called 13.
Okay.
Which is the 13th Amendment. Okay. We're going to take a quick break here and hit some of Rod Temperton's music and hope you enjoy.
Mind.
Hey, my engineer giving me the blues over here. And I wanted to say hi to my baby sister who's here visiting me. She's in the studio with me, Chantel. Hey, sis. See that? She's visiting her brother, and I sure appreciate it. Hey, and I also wanted to talk about in media news today, which we're all still talking about media. They're trying to get me to program my show better, which I'm working on. Also, I want to let everybody know that Amazon is starting a music service. I just read that this morning. And I also wanted, did you get a chance to see Luke Cage, the new black superhero?
I did.
What you think? What's the?
I thought it was good. Not great, you know. I'm a critic, but I thought it was good. Okay. I'm glad we got a black superhero.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't a bad. Have you seen it since?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Luke Cage was.
It was decent. It was decent. I liked it. You know, and it was a positive message in the whole nine yards. I'm glad something is on that has a black positive, you know, hero in it with my man. He can't fly or nothing, but he can sure take a lot of
shit. He's like the Black Hawk.
Yeah.
He can take a bullet, baby. He can beat up everybody. Yeah. But you know what really got me was when I first was introduced to him last year with Jessica Jones.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. The passion and the love scene that they had, the fighting with Jessica Jones. I said, oh, my God. They're getting, you know, I'm old school, and to see a white woman and a black guy really going at it like that. Yeah. The love scene was just like, oh my God, what's going on?
was it like jungle fever?
It was
again?
Like, oh my God, they're doing this on television?
Yeah,
well, clutch my pearls.
That was a cable. You know that had to be cable, baby. That was a paid network. That's definitely not on TV. And another thing I was reading would make my audience aware of that, you know, that they're going to have Prince's ashes are going to be at Paisley Park.
Oh, they?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, don't come up missing.
You know they're going to make that into a museum. So I'm hoping nobody don't steal his ashes. But it's
stop smoking his ashes.
I would not be surprised.
I would not.
You know.
Ain't no telling.
Yeah, that's very true.
Because right.
you know how we are.
No, but rock with you, man. Tell me a bit about Rock With You.
It wasn't the first single. It was Black and White or something.
With you and Rock With You. Back when Michael Jackson came out with the single.
Yeah, that was on Off the Wall.
Off the Wall,
uh-huh.
Right.
That whole album.
Did it take you by surprise? Or?
Yeah. No, I thought the album was amazing. I just... Because, you know, back then when they did that Off the Wall album, I'm trying to think of Freddie the Man was Michael Jackson's manager
right
at that point, and he's the one brought that project up to the office and played it for us. But they played us the track with John Lennon and Michael Jackson.
Oh, really? Right.
Yeah, The Girl Is Mine.
The Girl Is Mine.
That's right, The Girl Is Mine, which I didn't particularly like and did not want to release it, but I understand the strategy behind it, making sure that we got the crossover with John being on there, you know, at that point, you know, and that was the making of Michael Jackson into a pop icon. They wanted to make sure he was accepted for pop radio. Matter of fact, you know, I had to fight to make sure that black radio, remember that whole...
Right. That was in that Thriller process,
Yeah, I had to fight to make sure that black radio got respected on it. And treat it like that, you know, that they had some instead of servicing pop radio first,
right?
On Thriller,
right?
You know, I had to make sure the black radio was taken care on that because at that point he was considered a pop artist as far as they were concerned, especially on Thriller.
Yeah, like Richard Pryor said, they had to go get the crossover bucks.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, baby, absolutely. But I wanted to mention that, and I also mentioned that, like, matter of fact, when I met Rod, he was on tour with Heat Wave, and at that point, I had no idea he was a writer or anything. I just thought he was a keyboardist.
It's nondescript, man. Laid back, nondescript.
Absolutely. Real laid-back guy. Then I really started finding out what was going on when I used to come out and see Quincy and them when they were working on the Thriller project, you know. Do you got any other
here we go,
Rod?
So, off the wall.
With Rod? Hit him.
Off the wall.
Off the wall.
to the top. Stop. You don't want to quit, but you feel where you're feeling it. Take it to the top. Stop. Step down in it, put your foot where you feel it. Take it to the top. Stop. You don't want to quit, but you feel where you're feeling it.
T.C. Tompkins, and you're listening to Amazing 102.5. Guys, that was another track done by Rod Templeton. Like I said, we've been going through his catalog. I had new music to play this week, but after the death of Rod Templeton, I just said, you know, we're going to play a lot of Rod, feature a lot of Rod's music. Another subject I want to
bring. And it's fun too.
Oh yeah, love playing Rod's music.
That lick.
Oh yeah,
on Rod.
Yeah.
That lick, you can't. That's a very distinguishing
that bass
lick.
Line. I mean, Q. I always thought that he was black, and you know, he said he couldn't believe this was an English guy.
He thought he was black.
He thought that Rod Templeton was black, especially when he first heard Heatwave. You know, he thought it was black. Hey, I wanted to ask also, E, you know, I got to get your opinion on this now.
Oh, Lord. And in the news, baby.
Do you think our girl and Kanye and them faked that robbery?
Well, I'm not a real Kardashian fan, Kim or Kanye. You know, I can care less about the Kim Ye, Boudet, whatever.
Well, I mean, the French authorities think
it seems kind of fishy.
Yeah, that's what the French.
You showing
French
all your bling bling on Twitter.
Like she was advertising for a robbery.
Advertising, you setting it up, then all of a sudden, you know, you're supposed to have gotten robbed by, you know, allegedly, robbed by some police officers with masks on bicycles.
Well,
no kids around.
No, they got five people in and out. Nobody saw anybody.
Anything, and they
didn't film anybody.
Now, where's your security?
Yeah, he's going to get a sandwich.
Sounds kind of fishy to me.
Well, you're not the only person that thinks there's something shady about it. And you know what? Before I forget, I must pay homage to my man and yours, Clarence Avon.
Oh, absolutely positive.
He got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Absolutely.
Matter of fact, if I wasn't so cheap, I would have went out there to it. But, I mean, everybody, there was anybody was there. I saw some footage from the presentation. You know, L.A. Reid was there, Babyface, Bill Withers. I mean, a whole bunch of music. Quincy, naturally, Q was going to be there. That's his boy, you know.
Right.
Yeah, so, but congratulations to Clarence. I spoke to him.
For those who don't know who Clarence Avon is, Clarence is responsible for such incredible groups like the SOS Band.
Bill Withers. What is that boy?
He's
name?
Like the godfather of the music industry.
Yeah. Clarence was the force behind a lot of major deals. He helped with Janis' deal with Virgin. He did Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis's label.
Right.
He also did when L.A. Reid got their label and helped them when they were writing teams. And, I mean, he's a well-respected person in the industry. He's one of my good friends. He dogs me all the time. Whenever I call him, he talks about me like a dog.
I talk just as bad about him, you know.
I can't even repeat what we say to each other.
Great friendship. But it's incredible, you know, to have your star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Absolutely.
You know, it's
well, I'm just privileged to know him.
And I met him several times.
Absolutely. He's a great guy. Was a big help to me when all the trouble my mouth used to get me into.
Okay, let's move right along.
Yeah. Okay. You want to hit some more music?
That's right. Here's some more...
Heat Wave.
Think?
Okay. Oh, this was a big one.
This was a big one by Rod Temperton. People don't understand.
Yeah, Johnny Wilder. That's another story.
Just like a dream to me that somehow came true. And I know tomorrow will still be the same, 'cause we've got a life of love that won't.
Always forever.
Back at you.
Back
always
at
forever.
You.
That was a classic.
That was a classic. Johnny Wilder. Johnny, matter of fact, they had thought was going to do a lot of things in the industry, but you know that car wreck kind of cut his career real short. He became a paraplegic after the car wreck. I saw him after that accident. They had a welcome home or something for him in Dayton. That's where they were from, Dayton, Ohio. And they thought he was going to be another Michael Jackson, you know. But, hey man, that was a tragic, tragic thing that happened to my man. I really hated that. He was a good kid, him and his brother. It was two of them, the two brothers that were the two leads on that, on the heat wave thing. Hey, guys, I really enjoyed talking to you this week.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was fun. We really kind of reminisced with Rod Temperton and his music. If you ever have a chance, go back and look up all of his material. You would be amazed how much impact this English guy had on American music. Enjoyed it. We're going to end the show today with another Rod Temperton track. I think this is George Benson. Show you his versatility. Peace. That's right.
Close.